B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to learn Daf Yud Dalet, and we're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Baprokim Shoyel Mipnei Akovoid Umeshiv. Between one perik and the next of Kriyas Shema and the Birchas Kriyas Shema, one is allowed to be Shoyel, one's allowed to greet somebody Mipnei Akovoid, if that person is deserving of respect, Umeshiv. And you can reply, if he greets you, you can greet him back. You can respond to his greeting. And the Mishnah doesn't tell us explicitly on what terms you can reply. We'll see that in the Gemara. Ube'emtza, in the middle of a perek, shoyel mipnei hayira, you're only allowed to greet somebody out of fear. And we saw when we learnt the Mishnah that Rashi learns this means fear of being killed. Other Rishonim learn differently, but we're going to go with Rashi. Umeshiv, and you can reply, obviously this is going to be Mepnei Ayira. We're going to see this in the Gemara. Divi Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer. Reb Yehuda says, and he makes himself a little bit clearer in the way he explains his halachas, Be'emtza, in the middle of the prokim, Shoyel Mepnei Ayira, Umeshiv Mepnei HaKovid. He says that to greet somebody, it needs to be out of Yira. Because you're in the middle of a perek, and for you to initiate a greeting needs to have a really good reason. But to respond to a greeting, the very fact that it's a response to somebody else's greeting already makes it easier, and therefore the conditions are less, and mipnei hakovid is sufficient. Ubiprokim, between the prokim, shoyel mipnei hakovid, you can greet somebody mipnei hakovid in this aspect is the same as Reb Meir. Umeshiv shalom lechol odom, and he can respond to anybody that greets him. Let's see the Gemara. 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Biprokim shoyel v'chule. Says the Gemara, meshiv machmas mai. Reb Meir just said shoyel mipnei hakovid umeshiv. He didn't say with what conditions you can respond. Ilema, you're going to say mipnei hakovoid, that it's the same as greeting somebody is responding to a greeting. A type of person that you're allowed to greet, you're allowed to respond to. A type of person that is not deserving of your kovod, you're not allowed to greet him, and if he greets you, you're not allowed to respond. Says the Gemara, if that's what Reb Meir meant, hashta mishal shoyl ahadura miboya, if all you're trying to say is that you can also respond to the same type of person that you can greet, it's not a chiddush, you don't need to say umeshiv. It's clear, if you can greet him, of course you can respond to his greeting. Elo, it must be shoyl mipnei hakovid umeshiv sholim lekol odom. It must be, if the Mishnah says, if Reb Meir said umeshiv, he must be adding something. That for you to greet somebody, mipnei hakovid, but to respond to a greeting is lechol odom. If so, says the Mishnah, eim a seifa. How's that going to work with the seifa? Ube'emtza shoyel mipnei hayira umeshiv. If you're in the middle of the prokim, then you can be shoyel, you can greet anybody mipnei hayira that you're afraid is going to kill you. Umeshiv, and you can respond. Here again, what does the word umeshiv mean? Meshiv machmasmai. Ileima mipnei hayira, if you're just coming to say that you can respond to those same people that you can greet them, hashta mish al shoyl ahadura miboya, if you're allowed to greet them, of course you're allowed to respond to their greeting. Ela mipnei hakovid. So you're going to say that be'emtza perek, you can be shoyl, you can initiate a greeting mipnei hayira, but to respond, you can respond even if he's only covered and not yira. Says the Gemara, if that's how we're going to learn Reb Meir, hainu de Reb Yehuda. It's exactly the same as Reb Yehuda. Ditnan, we learned a few lines later in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda Oimir, be'emtza shoyel mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei hakovid, uba prokim, between the prokim, shoyel mipnei hakovid umeshiv shalim lechol odom. And it cannot be that Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda say the same thing. Says the Gemara, chisuri mechser of ahochi ktoni. This is how we're supposed to read the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah intends to say. Baprokim, in between the prokim, shoyel mipnei hakovoid, you can be initiate a greeting out of kovoid. And it doesn't say umeshiv, because if meshiv means mipnei hakovoid, there's no chiddush. So the Mishnah says, what the Gemara says, what the Mishnah means to say is as follows. V'ein tzarech lema shuhu meshiv. It goes without saying, it's self-understood that you can be meshiv. And then you can't ask, what's the chiddush of meshiv? There's no chiddush, it's self-understood, and that's what the Mishnah means to say. U'be'emtza, and if you're in the middle of a peruk, shoyol mipnei ha'yira, you can initiate a greeting if you're afraid. V'ein tzarech lema shuhu meshiv. And it goes without saying that you can also respond to somebody mipnei hayira. And it doesn't mean just umeshiv expecting you to have a chiddush, because there's no chiddush. It goes without saying, divi Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, be'emta shoyel mipnei hayira, umeshiv mipnei hakovid, ubiprokim, shoyel mipnei hakovid, umeshiv sholim l'chol odom, as we've seen in the Mishnah explicitly. Continues the Gemara, Tanya namihochi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Hakoyre es hashema. If somebody was reading Shema, upoga boy raboy oigodoil heimenu. And according to Rashi, who says that mipnei hayira is only when you're afraid that you're going to be killed, then both cases, raboy and godol heimenu, somebody who's greater than him in chochma, says the Rashba, they are both cases of kovoid. So in the middle of Kriyas Shema, and you have a question of kovoid. So the Braisa says, Baprokim, if you're between one peruk and the next, Shoyel mipnei hakovid, Ve'ein tzorich leimar shul meshiv. Exactly how we explain the Mishnah is what it says in this Braisa, that you can be Shoyel mipnei hakovid, and it goes without saying that you can respond mipnei hakovid. Ube'emtza, and if you're in the middle of Shema, of the Prokim, Shoyel mipnei hayira, Ve'ein tzorich leimar shul meshiv. Exactly the way we just explained the Mishnah. Divi Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emtza shoyel mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei hakovid, ubaprokim shoyel mipnei hakovid umeshiv sholim lechol odom, as we saw in the Mishnah. But either way, we see in this brisa that the pshat in Reb Meir is like the Gemara explained, that it's a self-understood meshiv and not a meshiv that's expecting a chiddush. Continues the Gemara. Boya minei achi. There was somebody called Achi, and he was Tonad Bei Reb Yechia, he was found constantly in the Beis HaMedrash of Reb Chia. And this Achi, who was found in the Beis HaMedrash of Reb Chia, he asked Mireb Chia, he asked Reb Chia the following question. Behalil ubemegillah mahu sheyafsik. Regarding the sugya of greeting, Be'emtza ha'peruk and Beina prokim, are the halachas regarding Halil and Megillas Esther the same as those of Kriyas Shema? Omrin on kal v'chomer. Do we say kal v'chomer? Kriyas Shema do'iraisa poisuk Halil derabonon miboya. If Kriyas Shema that's be'etzem chiyuv do'iraisa, you're allowed to be poisuk Halil derabonon. Halil, which is only midrabonon, and it's a question why the Gemara omits Megillah here, but they're both drabonon miboya. Of course, it's not going to be more chomor than Kriyas Shema. Oidilma, or maybe pirsuma nisa odif. There's a chumra by Halil that you don't have by Kriyas Shema, and maybe the halachas of Sheilas Sholim by Halil should be more chomordik than Kriyas Shema. Now it has to be made clear here, according to Rashi, that Yira is that you're scared of Pikuach Nefesh, it's not possible to suggest that it should be more Chomor and you're allowed to allow yourself to be killed. The whole question is regarding Mipnei HaKovoid and L'chol Odom, whether in those cases that it would be more Chomor by Halil than Kriyas Shema. Omale, Reb Chia answered back to Achi, Poisuk, it's got the same halachas as Kriyas Shema, Ve'ein Bekach Klum, and the fact that Halil is also Pirsumanissa does not affect these halachas at all. And it has to be made clear here, people don't know this, that when we speak about Prokim regarding Halil, it's not like the Halil that's printed in our Sidurim, where there are many more Prokim there than when you open up a Tehillim. If you open up an actual Tehillim, you'll see that Loilonu and Hashem Zacharonu is one peruk, or Havti and Ma'oshev is one peruk, and Hoidu until the end of Halil is one peruk. And indeed, I saw in the Rishonim that when we call here a peruk, it's the prokim as it is in Sefer Tehillim. So between Lo'ilonu and Hashem Zocharonu, in our Siddur, it might look like it's two prokim, but in actual fact, it's clearly Beina prokim. Now, regarding Megillah, it's not clear at all where the prokim and the Beina prokim, how that works with Megillah, is a discussion in the Mefarashim. It's not so clear. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba. Yomim Shayochid Goimer Bohen Esahalil. And here we have many Rishonim how to learn this. We'll try and learn it like Rashi. Those days where the complete Halil is said, both the Yochid and the Tzibur, and they are 8 days of Sukkos, 8 days of Hanukkah, 1 day of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and the 1 day of Shavuos. In Chutz Laaretz, there's an extra day of Sukkos, known as Simchas Torah, there's an extra day Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach, and this Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos, so there's 21 days. On these 21 days, or 18 in Eretz Yisrael, we say the whole Halil. Says the Gemara, on those days, Bein Perek LePerek Poisuk, in Bein HaProkim, he's allowed to be Shoyel Mepnei HaKovid, Be'em Tza HaPerek, but if he's in the middle of a Perek, Eino Poisuk, he's not allowed to be Shoyel Mepnei HaKovid. V'yomim she'eina yochid goymer be'emnes ha'halil, those days that we do not say the whole of Halil, afilu be'emtza ha'perek, even in the middle of a perek, poisuk, he's allowed to be ask sholim and greet somebody mipnei ha'kovid. Asks the Gemara, eini, how can that be, v'rav bar shvo, ikle l'kabeid ravina? Rav Shvo found himself, he met in the place of Ravina, v'yomim she'eina yochid goymer be'emnes ha'halil hava. It was one of those days where they did not finish Halil. V'loi posik, Ravina did not stop in the middle of Halil to v'loi posik le, Ravina did not stop in the middle of Halil to greet Rav Shva. I would just said now that if it's a day that you're not saying the whole of Halil, you're allowed to greet somebody even in the middle of the perek. Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Bar Shva d'loi choshev alei de Ravina. Ravina did not feel that Rav Bar Shva was choshev enough mitzad the kovid that he was allowed to stop to greet him. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei Asion. Asion asked, and who was Asion? Tona de Beir of Ami, he was somebody who was in the yeshiva in the Beis Medrash of Rav Ami, and he asked Mir of Ami, he asked him the following question. Hashorui betainis, if somebody's in a fast, and he's fasting, and Tosfos says this is not a fast from the Ksuvim that we all know about. It's talking about a private fast. A Yochid was Mekabel Olav Tainis. Mau Sheyitoim, is he allowed to taste something? Achila or Shtia Kabel Olei V'Holeka. Do we assume that the commitment he made was just not to eat, and this is not considered eating, and therefore should be Mutter, he's just tasting? Oidilma Hano Kabel Olei V'Ho'ika. Or did he commit himself not to have any hanor, any benefit from, any enjoyment from food, and he's clearly enjoying the food, he's tasting it. Omale toyim, he's allowed to taste it, ve'ein bekach klum, it's not even called that he's having hanor. So even if he committed himself not to have hanor, it's also muta. Tanina mihochi, we found a brisa to this effect, mit ta'emes, if somebody is just tasting, eino t'uno brocha, he does not have to make a brocha, which means he's not even having hanor. And Tosfos speaks out, we're talking about that he puts it in his mouth to taste and then spits it out. If he swallows it, of course, he's not allowed to do that on a tannis, and of course he needs a brocha. Vashori b'tainis toyim v'ein b'kach klum, if somebody is fasting, he's allowed to be toyim, and it's not even called hanor. Ad kamo, how much is he allowed to put into his mouth? Rav Ami v'Rav Asi toami ad shiur reviesa, until the shiur of a revies. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav, kol hanoisein shalom lechaveroi koidem shiispalil. Somebody who greets his friend before he davens, kiilu asoi bomo. It's as if you're making your friend into a bomo, into a mizbeach outside the Beis Hamikdash in a time when it was osa to bring a korban on a bomo. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, chidlu lochem min ha'odom asher neshama ba'apoy, like stay away, refrain from greeting or giving chashivas to an odom who has a neshama, ki bameh nechshavu, because relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what chashivas does he have? Why are you greeting him? You're going to daven. You're going to greet the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And the Gemara says, Al tikri bameh, don't read the words bameh as bameh nechshavu, what is his chashivas, elo bomo. So it's as if it says, ki bomo nechshavu, relative to Hashem, this person is just a stranger, you're giving chashivas to an entity outside Hashem in the Beis HaMedrash, which is where you're supposed to be going to daven. Ushmuel Omar, the Shmuel explains, not that it's bomo, but it means bameh chashavtu lezeh. What chashivos did you give your friend? V'loy le'eloika. In what way is your friend even more important than Hashem that you're greeting him before you go and daven? Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked, Baprokim shoyel mipnei hakovoid, between one perek and the next, you're allowed to greet somebody who you have to respect. Umeshiv, and you're allowed to answer back. We saw that in the Mishnah. And now you're saying that before Shemoneh Esrei, before Tefillah, you're not allowed to greet anyone. Our whole Mishnah is discussing greeting people before, during the brachos of Kriyas Shema, during Krishma itself, which is before Tefillah. Answers the Gemara, Tirgamer of Abba, b'mashkim lepischei. If you just meet somebody while you're going to shul on your way, then the halachas of our Mishnah apply. When do we say that going to greet somebody is very bad, it's considered like a bomo, is if you go out of your way to knock on your friend's door and greet him. Continues the Gemara, Omre b'yoyna omre b'zeira, kol ha'oyseh chafotzov koydim shispailil. Somebody who takes care of his own needs, and he does his own businesses before davening, ki'ilu bono bomo. It's as if he built a bomo, like we said before, in the same way as greeting your friend is considered like making a bomo, taking care of your own personal, physical, and egoistic needs before greeting Hashem is equally bad. Omale bomo? Is that what you meant? That if you're taking care of your own businesses, it's called like making a bomo? Did you say that? Bomo omrus? Omale loy? No, I actually didn't say bomo. Osur Kamina, I just said it's also to do your own business before davening. Ukterb Idi Bar Ovin, the Omer Vidi Bar Ovin, Omer Bitchok Bar Ashion, Osuloy Laodom Lasis Chafots of Koidim Shi Spalil, you're not allowed to take care of your own needs before going to daven. Shenemar, as it says in the Posuk, Tzedek Lefonov Yehalich, first go and express and display your righteousness in front of Hashem. That's what you do when you're davening. Rashi says that tefillah is matzdikai leboiroi. When you daven, you're showing your tzidkas to Hashem. And only afterwards, vayoseim lederech ba'omov, and then you can go along your way and go about your own business. V'omer vidi bar ovin omer of Yitzchok bar Ashion, kol hamispalil, anyone who davens. V'achar kach yitzu lederech, and only afterwards he goes out to his work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiselei chafotzov, it's a skula that Hashem will give brocha and his needs will be met. Shenemar, as it says, and brings this pasuk, tzedek lefonov yehalich, v'yoseim lederech pa'omov. We saw a similar thing on Davav Amud Beis about somebody who didn't come to shul to daven, and he wasn't going to Dvar Mitzvah, he was going to Dvar Rashus, and the Gemara says you should have come to shul first. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'yoyno, Omer b'zeira. Kol halon shivas yomim b'loy chaloim. Anybody who sleeps for 7 days, that means 7 days pass, and whilst he was sleeping, he did not have a dream, nikra ro. It's a sign there's something wrong here, something bad here. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk starts with Yiras Hashem Lechaim. We'll soon see what that means. But the Pasuk carries on, V'soveya yolin bal yipoked ro. Al tikro soveya elo sheva. The Poshup Pshat is V'soveya yolin bal yipoked ro. When you're satisfied, when you're sleeping, and Ra will not visit you, will not be expressed to you. But here the Gemara is learning, it means Vesheva Yolin Bali Pokid. If for 7 days when you were sleeping, Bali Pokid, Hashem did not make himself or his Ratzonus known to you in the dream, Ra, there's something bad going on. Oma Leir of Acha Breder of Chia Bar Abba Hochi Omar of Chia Bar Omar Bechnon. Kol hamazbia atzmei medivei Torah. Anybody who first satisfies himself with learning Torah, velon, and only afterwards he goes to sleep, it's a skula and avtocha that ein mevastrin oisei basura isrois. He will not be made known. He won't be told any basura isrois, any bad news. Shenemar brings this same pasuk. V'soveya yolin if he's first sovea, he's first satisfied, and then he goes to sleep, bali pokid ra, he will not be told anything bad. Continues the Gemara, going back to our Mishnah. Eluhein bein aprokim. In the Mishnah we saw what's called bein aprokim. And the Mishnah says, Bein Brocha Rishayinu Lishniyo, Bein Shniyo Lishma, Bein Shma Levahoyo, etc. We saw in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omer Bavohu Omer B'yoichonon, Halocha K'reb Yehuda, De Omer Bein Elukeichem, Le'emes V'yatziv, Lo Yafsik. We saw in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhamer, Bein Vayomer Le'emes V'yatziv is called Bein Aprokim. Reb Yehuda Omer, Bein Vayomer, Le'emes V'yatziv, which means the end of the parasha Vayomer, Ani Hashem Elukeichem, and Emes V'yatziv, Lo Yafsik, you should not make any hefsek whatsoever. Says the Gemara, the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, the Omer, Bein Elukeichem, Le'emes V'yatziv, Lo Yafsik. Continues the Gemara, Omer Bavo, Omer Reb Yechanon, my time with Reb Yehuda, what is the source and reasoning behind Reb Yehuda's din that you're not allowed to make a hefsek between Vayomer and Emes V'yatziv? It's the end of a parasha, before the bracha starts, why is it not being a prokim? Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vashem Elukim Emes, and since there's a Pasuk that says, Hashem Elukim Emes, Memela, when we say, Ani Hashem Elukeichem, we have to straight away say the word Emes. Ask the Gemara, Choyzer Vo'imer Emes, Oy Eine Choyzer Vo'imer Emes. You said, Ani Hashem Elukeichem, Emes. And now you're waiting for the Shliach Tzibur. If you're not waiting, Bichlal, the Rishonim say, some Rishonim say that if you, as you say Shema, Ani Hashem Elukeichem Emes, of course you just continue Emes V'yatziv, you don't say Emes twice. But assuming that you waited, or that you are mafsik for a good reason, according to Halachas in the Mishnah, after the word Emes, you are mafsik. I assume that would be called Bein Aprokim, because you've already started the Bracha. Is you are mafsik, and now you're continuing the Bracha. Do you say Emes again or not? Choyzer v'oyim Emes, or yeine choyzer v'oyim Emes? Omer b'vo omer, Rabbi Yechanon, choyzer v'oyim Emes. Rabbi Yechanon says you do say again, Emes v'yatziv v'nochin, or Emes v'emuna in the, for Ma'ariv. Rabbi Omar, Eine choyze v'oyim Emes. Continues the Gemara, Hahu d'nochis kamei d'rabba. There was this shliach tzibur that went down. We saw in the Gemara, and previously on the Fyudom at base, Mimamakim k'rosicha, and we mentioned there that there was a minig that the shliach tzibur, the place where he stood was a little bit lower. So this chazan was nochis. He went down to stand where the chazan stands. And Rabba was present. Rabba was there as well. Shom'i Rabba. Rabba heard this shliach tzibur, the Omar emes, emes trei zimna. He heard the shliach tzibur saying emes twice. First he said, Hashem elokeichem emes. And then he said, emes v'yatziv. And Rabba himself, we just saw a minute ago, says, Eine chayzevoim emes. Omar Rabba, Rabba commented on this shliach tzibur, kol emes emes tofsele. This was a person who, he had this custom that when he said the word emes, he used to say it more than once. And I saw here in the Sefer Haneir, brings from Rabbi Hai Goin, one of the great Goinim, who says that it's a type of condition that people get stuck on certain words and say it a few times. And he brings a Gemara in Gittin, where you have that. We're not going to this sugya now. I wasn't clear from the Rabbeinu Haigun whether he means a type of a stutter or whether he means a type of obsession, but either way, it's something negative, and it's clearly not something which is halachically needed, required, or even allowed. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yosef, Kamo Malyasa Malya Ho Shmaitza. How wonderful is the following Shmua. The Chiyasa of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar, Omri b'marova, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say as follows. Arvis, when it comes to Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, the first parasha you have to say, the second parasha you have to say, the third parasha of Vayomer, you don't say, or do we, or don't, let's see, the Gemara is going to discuss whether we say the third parasha. The reason not to say it is because the parasha of Tzitzis is in it, and Tzitzis is not Noheg, we don't wear Tzitzis. There's no Chiyuv Min HaTorah to wear Tzitzis at night. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleim. You should say the first six words of the parasha of Vayomer, And then you should skip till the end, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, MS. And you should skip out the whole part about tzitzis. Omer le'Abaya, Maima al Yusa, what's so wonderful about this? Va'omer of Kahana Omer Rav, Rav held, Lo Yaschil. You shouldn't say the parasha of Vayomer Bichlal, because it's the parasha of tzitzis, and we don't say it in the night. Ve'im Hischil, but if you did start, Goymer, you have to finish the whole perek l'fi aseda. And here you're saying in Eretz Yisrael, you would start, and then you would skip. V'chitem, are you going to say, Va'omarta le'em lo yhava aschola? Are you going to say that Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'omartalem is not yet called Aschola? You would say those words, but it's just an introduction, and then you would go straight to Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and it's not called starting. V'omar of Shmuel bar Yitzchok Omar Rav, Rav himself said, Dabel b'nei Yisrael loy hava Aschola. If you just say the first four words, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, that's not called Aschola, that's an introduction. V'omartalem, if you say the extra two words, V'omartalem, hava Aschola, it's called Aschola. So Rav says that im hischil, if you say v'omarta lehem, you must not skip till Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you have to say the whole parasha. Omer of Papa, Kosovra v'marova, in Eretz Yisrael they held, v'omarta lehem nami loy hava aschola. Adomar v'osu lehem tzitzis. I mean, Rav's idea that once you start, you have to go straight through, was not a contradiction to Eretz Yisrael in Svara. Just Eretz Yisrael held that Vomar Talem is not called a start, and Rav held that Vomar Talem was called a start. But they both agree that once you started, you don't skip. Omar Abaya. Abaya says, Hilkoch Anan, what our minik? Aschulei maschalinon. We start saying the first six words of the parasha of Vayomer, Dekom Aschulei b'marova, because in Eretz Yisrael, that's what they did, as we saw. Now it happens to be that in Eretz Yisrael it was not called a haschola, and therefore they could skip. But v'kiven da aschalinon, but since some say it is called haschola, namely Rav said it was called haschola, migmar nami gomrinon, so we go straight through to the end without skipping. Da'omar Rav Kahana Omar Rav lo yaschil v'mhischil goymer. Continues the Gemara. Chir barav Omar. Omar ani Hashem Elokeichem. In the event that a person said the parasha of tzitzis, in Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, Tzorich, Loimar Emes, he has to say afterwards, Emes, which, like we said before, you mustn't make a break between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, and once you say Emes, you continue the whole brocha of Emes Ve'emuno. Loimar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the event that you did not say the parash of tzitzis, Rav said before, lo yaschil. You don't need to say the parash of tzitzis bechlal in the night. Ein oitzorich leima emes, you do not have to say the broch of emes ve'emuno. Asks the Gemara, v'haboyel ad kure yetzias mitzrayim. We saw before on Daf Yud Beis that there's a chiyuv to say kriyas shema, to mention yetzias mitzrayim every single night, as well as every single day. Here, if you're not going to say the parasha of Vayomer, and you're not saying the brocha of Emes Vemuno that finishes off with Goal Yisrael, you haven't mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim Bechlal, and you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Omar Hochi says that instead of saying the brocha of Emes Vemuno, they said as follows, Moidim Anachnu L'cho Hashem Elokeinu Shehoitzeisonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Uftisonu mi beis avodim, v'osiso lonu nisim ugvurois alayom, v'sharnu lecho mi komoicho ba'elim, etc. Melchus choro v'necho ad Goal Yisrael. You finish Goal Yisrael, and then you say Ashkiveinu. And that's instead of the parasha of Vayomer, and the whole beginning of the brocha of Emes Vemuno is not necessary either. Continues the Gemara, Omer Yehoshua ben Korcho, Lomo Kodmo, Parashas Shema, V'chulei. The Mishnah was explaining to us the order of the three parashas. First Shema, which is Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shemaim, and then V'hoya, which is Kabbalah Soil Mitzvahs, and then Tzitzis, which is only applicable in the day, unlike the other mitzvahs, which are in the day and the night, and particularly the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is discussed in V'hoya Im Shemoya. Says the Gemara, Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bedin hu sheyaktim shema levohoyim shemoya. The seder, the logical sequence of events, is that shema should be before vohoyim shemoya. Shezeh, because in the parasha of shema, Lilmoid tells us that we have to learn. It says with Ibarat Abom. Vazel Lamid in the parish of Oyem Shamoya, it tells us we have to teach our children. As it says, Ulimatem Oysum es Benechem. You first have to learn, and only then you can teach. Vahoyem Shamoya le Vayomer. And the sequence should be that first is Vayom Shamoya, and then Vayomer, Shazer Lilmoid, and others are Geiris Hilalamid, as we just saw that in the parish of Vahoyem Shamoya, you have to teach what you've learned to your children. So it's in the parish of Vayomer, it speaks about doing a mitzvah. Which doing mitzvah is there? The doing of tzitzis. Asks the Gemara, Otu Shema Lilmoid Isbe Lilamid Velaso Is Lesbe. In the first parasha of Shema, does it only say Lilmoid? Does it only say Vidibaratabom? It doesn't say you should teach, it doesn't say you should do. Voksiv it says Vashinantom Livanechem, which is teaching. Ukshartem Uksavtem. You should tie the tefillin to your hands and write the mezuzahs, and these are doing, these are asiyos. Vasuan also, Vahoyim Shamoya, when speaking about Vahoyim Shamoya, Lilamitu de Isbe, does it only say teaching there? Vilasa is lesbe, it does not say there that you should do. Voksiv uksharte muchsavtem, it says that you should do tefillin and mezuzah. Elihocha koma, this is what Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai meant. Bedin hu shetakdim, Shema levoyim shamoya, Shema should be first, shezeh lilmoid ulilamid velasois. The parash of Shema with Vo'ahavto incorporates all three, learning, teaching, and doing. Vahoyim Shamoya Levayomer, Vahoyim Shamoya comes before Vayomer, Shezeh Yeshbo Lilamid Velasois, Vahoyim Shamoya does not have a particular and explicit tzivui to learn, but it does have to teach and to do. Vayomer Ein Bo Elo Lasois Bilvad, and Vayomer is only doing, and that's why it's last. Asks the Gemara of a Tepuk Leimid Rabbi Shua ben Levi, why do we need this explanation to explain the sequence of the way we read the parashas in the Shema? What's wrong with what we saw in the Mishnah from Rabbi Shua ben Korcho? That first you have Kabbalah Sel Malchus Shemaim, then you have Kabbalah Sel Mitzvahs, and then you have Tzitzis, that's Noeg Elo Bayom. Says the Gemara, Chod Vo'id Koma, there's two reasons. Chod, the first one is like we saw in the Mishnah, Kadeshi Kabil Elovel Malchus Shemaim Tchilo, first you Mekabil El Malchus Shemaim, Vachar Kachi Kabil Elovel Mitzvahs, and then you Mekabil El Mitzvahs with Vahoyo. Vo'id, and another reason, Mishum Du Ispo, Hani Miliach Rinaisa, because the first parasha has three things, Lilmoid, Lilamid, and Lasis. The second parasha has two, which is Lilamid and Lasis, and the third parasha has only Lasis. Continues the Gemara. Rav Moshi Yode, Rav would wash his hands. V'koro Kriyas Shema, you would first read Kriyas Shema. Note the sequence. V'anach Tfilin, and only after saying Kriyas Shema, he would put on his Tfilin. V'tzoli, and then he would daven. Asks the Gemara, V'ich Ovid Hochi, how can he do that? V'tanya, did we not learn in the Braisa? Hachoyfer Kuch Lameis Bekir, or Bekever. If there are people who are digging a kever, a grave, which is a mitzvah, and Oisek b'mitzvah is potter from other mitzvahs. Potter m'kriyas Shema, he's potter from saying Shema, umina tfilo, davening, umina tfilin, and these are all mitzvahs that have a specific time. Umikola mitzvahs amuris batayra, and all the other mitzvahs which do not have a specific time, he's potter from all of them. And Tatoisus explains this. Higiyaz man kriyas Shema, if the man of kriyas Shema comes, oile, he comes up from wherever he's digging, v'noitel yodov, he washes his hands, u'maniach tefillin, note the sequence, first he puts on tefillin, v'kir kriyas shema, and only afterwards he says kriyas shema, u'mespalil, and then he davens. Says the Gemara, before we discuss the order, this seems to be a stira in the Braisa, ha'gufa kasha. In the Braisa Minei Ubei, there's a stira. Reisha Omar Potter, you start off saying that Achoifa Kuch Lameis, he's Potter from all these mitzvahs. V'seifa, and then in the Seifa you say, if Zman Kriyas Shema comes, he's Chayev. Is he Chayev, is he Potter, is he Oisik B'mitzvah, is he not Oisik B'mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Holei Kashi, that's not Shver. Seifa Betrei, V'reisha B'chad. The beginning part of the Braisa is talking about when there's only one person to dig the kever, he has to keep digging, and therefore he's potter from these mitzvahs. The Sefer is talking about if there's two people, and somebody can take over his job whilst he's davening, then he has to do the following things. He has to wash his hands, and put on tefillin, say Kriyas Shema, and daven. Mikol Mokim Kashi LeRav. But from this Braisa, it's still a question on Rav, the order. Rav, first said Kriyas Shema and then put on tefillin, and the Braise says Mashma, you first have to put on Kriyas Shema and first put on tefillin and then say Kriyas Shema. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara suggests Rav Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Sfirulei. Maybe Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. The svar of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho was the Omar Oil Malchus Shemaim Tchila v'acharkach Oil Mitzvus. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho said, you first say Shema and then V'hoyo, because Oil Malchus Shemaim comes before the Oil Mitzvus. So here too, first I'll say Kriyas Shema, which is Oil Malchus Shemaim, and then I'll do the Mitzvus, which is putting on Tefillin. Says the Gemara, Eimed Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. When did Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho say his svara? Lehaktim kriya lekriya. If you have a shaila on the order of saying the parashiyos of Kriyas Shema, first say Shema and then say Vahoya. Here we're talking about saying Shema as an entity of its own and putting on tefillin. Then of course putting on the tefillin could come first. It's nothing to do with Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. Kriya la'asiyah misham asleid. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho suggested that saying Kriyas Shema comes before asiyah, before putting on tefillin. V'suem bichlal misov aleik Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. Could Rav possibly hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho? V'omer Rabchiya bar Ashi. Rabchiya bar Ashi is now going to give witness to something he saw with Rav. Zimnin sagiyin havo koimna kamed Rav. I was often in the morning, early morning, with Rav. Umakdim, he would get up early, umoshe yodei, and wash his hands, umevorech, and he would say birchas hatorah, umaslilon pirkin, and he would teach us, Torah. Teaching Torah is asiya, is doing, it's a mitzvah to do. And you see clearly that he was teaching us before he said Kriyas Shema. Some geiros here, or monach tefillin, and then he put on tefillin, v'hadikor Kriyas Shema, and then he said Kriyas Shema. The problem with that is, if we are going with this, then it's a stira in Rav, in the order itself. Rashi seems to say that that wasn't the issue. We didn't have these five words in the Gemara. In other kisvayad, it's not in the Gemara. And the question was that he would teach us, which is asiyah, before saying Kriyas Shema, which is Kabbalah Seol Malchus Shemaim. So you see that Rav himself did not assume that Rabbi Shua ben Korcho meant that Kriyas Shema has to be before asiyah. Could it be that those times that Rav Chiya bar Ashi saw Rav doing it like this was because when he was teaching them Torah, it was before the Zman of Kriyas Shema Bichlal? So of course he would teach them Torah, which is Asiyah, because he couldn't do Kriyas Shema yet. If it was before the Zman of Kriyas Shema, what was the big glick? What was Rav Chiya bar Ashi coming to witness? What did he see there that was strange or that was a chiddush? Says the Gemara, that's not Shveh. Nafuke miman de Omar le Mishnah. And according to the Gerasois that we saw when we were learning this Gemara early on, then it means not Mishnah, it's Talmud. Others are Geras Talmud, that some say that you don't need to say Birchas HaTorah before learning Gemara, before Talmud. That ain't Tzorich Levorich. And to exclude, to be mafkia, that tzad, he was being, Rav Chiya bar Ashi was giving edus, he was testifying that Rav would say Birchas HaTorah, and komash malon de af le mishnah namitzarich levorich, which means af le talmud namitzarich levorich. He was coming to be mechadish to us that Rav would say birchas hatera even before teaching Gemara. Mikol mokim kashi le Rav. B'chol oifen, we still haven't comfortably explained why did Rav put on say Kriyas Shema before tefillin when lechayir in the Braise it says you should put on tefillin before saying Kriyas Shema. Says the Gemara, the truth is, you're right. Rav also agrees you have to put on Kriyas Shema first. We started off this sugya that he first said Kriyas Shema and then tefillin. Shluchu de'ivis, the shliach that was supposed to bring him his tefillin got lost along the way. He lost his way. He got delayed. So it came to the Zman of Kriyas Shema. He didn't have tefillin. Of course he should say Kriyas Shema and not miss the Zman Kriyas Shema. Afterwards he got his tefillin, he put on tefillin. Continues the Gemara, Oma Ullah, Kol HaKir Kriyas Shema beloy tefillin. If somebody says Shema without tefillin, obviously when he could put on his tefillin, ki'ilu made edus sheker ba'atzmoy. It's as if he's testifying a false testimony ba'atzmoy against himself. And this is again, like we've seen previously a few times, this is a lishna ma'alya. Instead of saying it's like testifying falsely against Hashem, we don't want to talk like that. So it's as if he says ba'atzmoy, he's testifying falsely against himself, but we know exactly what this means. It's like saying the Shema. In the Shema it says you should wear tefillin, and you're not even wearing tefillin. It's like edus sheker. Now that doesn't mean you're not yotze the Kriyas Shema. It means the Kriyas Shema that is supposed to be an Eidus has a flaw in it. There's some sheker in it that you're not wearing the tefillin. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says something even more than that. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, explained this. They say even more. You're not even yotze kriyas shema properly. It's keilu hikriv oilo b'loy mincha. It's like bringing a korban oilo without the necessary mincha, or zevach b'loy nesachim, or bringing a korban without the necessary nesachim, which is missing in the actual korban. So too, if you say kriyas shema without tefillin, it's missing in the actual saying of the Kriyas Shema. And Emirat Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to start Daf Tezvov, and the last line of Daf Yudalad Omud Beis.